All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us at the same number. You know, Sam, I want to talk about something that I think all of us can agree on. There's one thing for sure. Democrats, Republicans, male, females, young, old, black, white, all of us can agree on this. I'm sick of these phone calls that I get nonstop from people who I don't know, people who have gotten my phone number and your phone number.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't give it to them. How is it possible that all of these people have my phone number? I'm talking about corporations and others. I didn't give it to them. I didn't give permission for my private information to them. How do they get it, Sam? Do you know how to get it?
I wish I knew, because more times than not, my phone ringing, I just blow it off because it, 9 times out of 10, it is. It's a spam call that wants to get your information from you.
Right. Now, I also know that there was a time when they said you can, if you didn't want these calls, you can call this number and you can put yourself on the list for a year and you would never get these calls.
That's a load of baloney.
Right.
That's what I think.
So as it turned out, you're right.
Puts you on another list to call. I don't know.
That's exactly it.
Wait, really?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
And so my thing is, where are our elected officials on this? I thought we had a right to privacy. And so many of us wonder why we keep getting these phone calls. I used to think that I was the only person getting all of those calls. But every time I talk to somebody else, it's the same thing. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Do you know why we are getting all of these crank calls? Do you have any idea how that happened? Well, I do. And we're going to talk about how these scam people have gotten your phone number and why that shouldn't be illegal. Again, they're invading your privacy. We talk about, you know, our freedoms and all of those different things. And so I don't want that. I didn't ask for it, and I have a right to know why. And I want it to stop. Why can't our congressmen and senators stop that? I know they can, and they should be able to. The only people you can point your finger at for that is them, because they have the power to stop it. Why won't they? Phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. You know, listen to this. So you really have to be careful with whatever it is you do, because you ever notice, Sam, when you open up something and it says, these are cookies. You know what cookies are?
Yeah, something with that takes space in your computer. No, usually just say yes to accepting all the cookies.
When you accept cookies,
uh-huh,
it means you're accepting giving your information to any and everybody. That's the trade-off for the site that you want to get on. And many of us don't know, you know, you want to read something that pops up cookies. And I've been guilty of it. I just click on the cookies.
Oh, yeah.
And what you're doing is opening yourself up for any and everything. If you read and went a little further, when it says either accept the cookies or not, and you go to the not accepting the cookie, it says, well, you can then choose not to accept the cookies, but it takes you a little time to go on all to hit those other lines that tell you, I'm not going to accept this. And you still can get on the site that you want to go on. You just, once you accept cookies, you've just about given your life story away.
Oh, no.
And so, you know, how many
people... They sound delicious, though. They're cookies.
So how many people really tell you that? Not many.
Oh, no.
So listen to this. Stop giving companies your phone number. Do this instead. If we all knew that we were giving our phone numbers out to these companies that we don't know, don't even want to be associated with, they don't even sell things that we even want to buy, but we're giving them our information. Facebook and Twitter admit that marketeers access the phone numbers people gave them for security verification. So wait a minute. So when I agreed to get a Facebook post or Twitter post, and you ask me for my phone number because you want to use it for protection, security protection, you mean to tell me now we find out that all of that information has gone to corporations and businesses? Did we agree to that? Was that in the small print?
No one reads that small print, Earl.
Well,
that's the problem.
Well, that's why you and I and everybody else has all of these different phone, these people who continue to call us all throughout the day with numbers, and they've gotten so good at it now, they use a phone number that looks like they can pirate phone numbers from where you live.
My boyfriend thought I was so silly for answering all of them, but I was like, what if it's a job or something? But nope, it's them.
And they know exactly what they are doing. But I'll say that Facebook and Twitter are now saying, oh, we're sorry. Sorry is not good enough. There should be a penalty that they should be paying for all of us who've gotten trapped into this. Because that's what happened. We gave an okay to those entities, not to the entire free world. If we would have known that all of our information would have been pirated or really sold because we were going on Facebook or Twitter, we never would have done it. But it's been done now. And this is why I blame our elected officials in Congress and the Senate. Excuse me. They could have prevented that. They could have created laws that would have denied the right for Facebook and Twitter to do that. Because in essence, they sold it. They made money off of your and my phone number, and we have to deal with all of this fallout now for the rest of our lives. As long as you have the phone number that you have, they're not going to give up. And they'll continue to call after call. And now it's a surprise when you get a phone call and there's somebody you really want to talk to.
Yeah.
60 to 70% of the phone calls you're getting now aren't even phone calls that you want. That has happened.
I'm starting to get texts from them too. I'm starting to get those texts that want you to click the link and all that good stuff.
Well, because they're persistent and they know that they can wear you down. And if they can wear down 10% of the people that they're bothering, then they have a chance to make some money. But I'll say that this is part of another one of the issues in our nation, in our country, that can be fixed, should be fixed, should have never happened. And you argue and wonder why the American people continue to have to deal with things that just, to me, are nonsensical. You know, the fact that our government would make it easier for these businesses and corporations to bother and hassle the American people, more so than the business people who are behind all of this, is an insult. And it's another one of the reasons why both Democrats and Republicans, people lose faith in them, because at the end, we put trust in them. And we, again, they're representing us. We can't represent ourselves to these entities. They are. And they should make it clear. And maybe it's because many of us don't know this information. I didn't know it till this morning. And once I found the information, it just made me angry. Because the fact that they can do this and get away with it, and the fact that it's legal, and the fact that our government won't shut it down. Listen, we've got to go to a break. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be back. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I wanted to talk now about, man, it just is no justice in the world. So in Germany, a former Nazi guard, 101 years old, has been jailed for aiding murder of 3,500 counts of accessory to murder on Tuesday for serving at the Nazis' Sachsenhausen concentration camp during World War II. The court sentenced him to 5 years in prison. The man, who was identified by local media as Joseph S., had denied working as an SS guard at the camp and aiding and abetting the murder of thousands of prisoners. In the trial, which opened in October, the centenarian said that he had worked as a farm laborer near Peacewalk in northeastern Germany during the period in question. However, the court considered it proven that he worked at the camp on the outskirts of Berlin between 1942 and 1945 as an enlisted member of the Nazis Party parliamentary wing, the German news agency DPA reported. 101 years old. And you try him for crimes committed in 1942 and 1945. 1942 through 1945. My question is, why now? You waited until he's 101 years old and his life is over. Chronologically, he's a dead man walking anyway. He's 101 years old. What is there to prove now? Well, he still did it, and we got to. So you give a 101-year-old man a five-year sentence, you know, makes no sense. You're going to put him in prison What is it going to cost you to take care of a 101-year-old man in prison? Yeah, Earl, what are you talking about? He still was a member of the Nazis, and they still committed these most horrible and heinous crimes. I'm not saying that at all. My issue is you waited till he was 101 years old. You knew where he was. You knew that he was the guy. You didn't just get the information. How foolish is it to now do that? What are you trying to prove? You know, I just, for the life of me, don't understand things. And this just makes no sense. This is political. It has to be political. What other rationale can there be for penalizing a man who's, again, a dead man walking, 101 years old? So you go and apprehend a man when you should have done that when he was in 1940, 45, 46. You've given him a chance to live his full life, knowing that he was a part of the assassination of 3,500 or more people. I find so many things amazing about life and about things that happen in the life. And the fact that this is the Associated Press, but to me, this should be all over. This should be all over the world. What is Germany trying to prove? What, you know, and to their, you know, rationale, I get it. Look at what we've done. But nobody's buying that. Not anybody with any common sense. You know, let sleeping dogs lie. He'll pay for his crimes. I'm one who happens to believe that nobody gets away. You may get away here on this earth, but you can't have been such a monster and watch that many people die, and you were there, and your hands are all over it, and that something in the universe won't make sure that you pay a price for that. And maybe he's already paid the price for that, because to live to be 101 and to think about all of the souls that you helped kill, yeah, I bet he never got a moment of peace. You know what I mean, Sam?
Yeah, I mean, you'd think as a human being, you wouldn't be settled at least completely unless you're a sociopath.
Yeah.
That would haunt a normal person.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm pretty sure it did. There's no person who can be a part of that, and then not at some point in time, it comes back to haunt you.
Either it be God or karma or whatever you want to call it in the long run, too.
So that's my point. There's something in this life that will make it clear that you'll never have a moment of peace.
Amen.
When you do things of that nature.
Amen.
But then to turn around and put it out there for the world to see is what I'm talking about. You know, just makes no sense whatsoever.
Is there like a statute of limitations for that kind of thing, or is that a dumb question?
Apparently not. It depends on where it is and what their laws are. The defendant's lawyer had demanded an acquittal. Defense attorney Stefan Wadekamp said after the pronouncement of the sentence that he would appeal the verdict. Germany's leading Jewish group welcomed the verdict. Even if the defendant will probably not serve the full prison sentence due to his advanced age, the verdict is to be welcomed, said Yoshif Schuster, the head of the Central Council of Jews in Germany. Thousands of people who worked in the concentration camps kept the murder machinery running. They were part of the system, so they should take responsibility for it. Schuster added, it's bitter that the defendant has denied his activities at the time until the end and has shown no remorse. For organizational reasons, the trial was held in a gymnasium, the 101-year-old's place of residence. The man was only fit to stand trial to a limited extent and was only able to participate in the trial for about 2.5 hours each day. The trial was interrupted several times for health reasons and hospital stays. My goodness. It's always amazing to me some of the things that take place in a world that should be better situated and suited not to have even responded to those things. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be back. At 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I talk a lot about the state and the changes that have happened in the last 40 years in this state, and not always for the better, because I always remember this state as a strong blue state because of all the union activities that took place in this state. The fact that we were a unionized state, and people made a livable wage, and you know, and it was always at the root of it was the fact that we had blue collar workers and union members in this state, very strong state, and was respected politically because of these strong union people. And I will tell you this, I am so proud now more than ever that I was a part of a union. The more I hear people continue to bash unions, the more I realize that those are people who just don't know any better. You're all better off when there's a union. I don't care what it is you do. You as an individual don't stand a chance against corporations at all. There's nothing you individually can do. I don't care how great a job you think you've done and all of those kinds of things. And you really do not have a snowball's chance in Hades of getting the benefit, the best that you can get during your life, and somehow believing that a business person is going to give you what you deserve. Just not going to happen. Sheer numbers are what it's going to take. And that's what happened during my lifetime. You know, all for one and one for all, solidarity forever, all of those things. I really didn't realize it then, to be honest with you. When I first started working on a job, I never thought much about the importance of those things until you know, you get to a point in your life and you start saying, man, we were really lucky, you know, my generation. And yes, part of it was the fact that we were lucky. The other part of it was that there were people who came before us who wanted to make sure that it was better for us. And because of that, things were better for us. Now, it's the flip side. It's our turn to do the same. But But when you look at this the disturbing case of Wisconsin's disappearing Democrats, and this is by Mr. Bill Berry of the Wisconsin Examiner. It's probably just as well that my parents and grandparents are in heaven, sipping whatever nectar they serve there, because they wouldn't be happy with the state of politics today in the state of Wisconsin. Our two-flat working-class home in Green Bay was union-proud, with railroad man, grandpa upstairs, my dad, the union electrician, and mom, the Roosevelt Democrat below. So recent news that the Democratic Party won't field a candidate in the 8th Congressional District in northern Wisconsin would have hurt them. Republican Mike Gallagher has a free ride in coming election, as does Republican Glenn Grothman from the 6th District that sprawls across east and east central Wisconsin. Is something wrong here? That's what I asked Stan Grudzinski. Yes, something is very wrong, he told me. And he's not the least bit surprised. Grudzinski served 10 years in the legislature representing the Stevens Point area, but his roots are deep in the 8th District, where he helped elect Father Robert Cornell to Congress in the 1970s. Served as chair of the district's party and later unsuccessfully sought the congressional seat a couple of times. What happened? I'm asking. Wisconsin, what happened to you? Northern Wisconsin, what happened to you? Oh, I know, I get it. Paper mills are gone. And so the standards of living have waned in those areas. And in the place of all of that pain, walked in conservatives, you know, and made promises that they couldn't keep, that they were going to help you change your life and we were going to get back to what we once were. That's what happened. And so Republicans and or people who were once Democrats are now Republicans. And they're that way because they're in pain. And all of these different things that happened to them in a country that they love. And that pain is too powerful for them to bear without blaming somebody. My issue is, as it's always been, is that they're blaming the wrong people. You know, people who are strongly Democrats are no longer that. And at the root of all those things is the fact that things are only going to get worse. Because you don't see. You can't see through the pain. You can't see through the fact that you're not going to live as well as your parents. You know, it's always been, Sam, as long in the lexicon of this nation, as far back as I can remember, the generation that came after always lived better than the generation that came before.
That's what I was told was supposed to happen.
That was the way it always happened.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not even a matter of what you were told, Sam. Right? It's the way it happened.
Yeah.
It's the way it happened in my generation, the generation before me, the generation before that. And now your generation
mm-hmm.
gets the short end of the stick, and a generation that comes after you gets an even shorter end of the stick. And people don't know why. And it has everything to do with the fact of politics, okay? And the fact that there are people who have manipulated, and not that they didn't have people who manipulated people before, but what's missing is an organized effort of unionized people who took on the people who would manipulate. Man, I remember... I used to go to the union picnics thousands and thousands and thousands of families coming together, knowing and celebrating the fact that they were able to, without college degrees, live middle-class lifestyles and pass that on to their children. And it was always enough. You know, you always had enough money to travel, to buy cars, to save money, to send your kids to college. All of those things. It wasn't that long ago. But I can guarantee you, I never, ever once thought that there would ever be a time that that came to an end. You know, all of the times that I was living that life, I felt privileged. Because when I would tell people how much money I was making, they couldn't believe it. They thought I was lying. And it was so good. And the money was so good. It wasn't good because I was the smartest guy. Nobody cared what I thought. But I was a part of 19806, the Smith Steelworkers. And so when it came time for contract negotiations, I wasn't standing between the A.O. Smith Corporation and saying, this is what I'm worth. Because if I was standing alone in front of the company and said, it's negotiation time, they would say, who are you? Mm-hmm. Oh, well, I'm Earl Ingram. And we don't negotiate with individuals. Well, I'm a member of Smith Steelworkers 19806. Oh, okay. Well, we'll sit down with them and we'll negotiate with them. We're welcome to negotiate with them. That's the way it worked. And then those people who represented us were able to make sure that we all got a fair, livable wage. That's the way it used to be. And then something happened 30 years ago, where all of that died. And I've been fortunate, Sam, I've been a part of several documentaries about what happened during those times. During those times, I'm a part of one that's going to be released pretty soon again, and I get to tell the story about what happened in the city of Milwaukee, even in this town in Waukesha and other places, where it was a different world, a different time. And I remember one of them was called Punching Out, and it was shown in the 2004 Democratic Convention when Barack Obama was running. And so here I was telling my life story and the story of tens of millions of other people like me who trusted in a nation, trusted in the company. And you could do that back then. But not anymore. Listen, we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be back. You can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, as I was leafing through things to talk about this morning. This one also caught my eye, and I couldn't help but think about if you're one of these people. It's almost unbelievable. People are having their job offers rescinded days before they start. Can you imagine? You put in for a new job, or you graduated from college and they've already got a job lined up for you. It's promised to you. You know it's coming, or you're on a job. You quit the other job because they promised you that you had this job. And all of a sudden, when you get ready to go to the job, all of a sudden, the job is not there anymore. Can you imagine the pain that a person must be going through? You know, normally with so many people graduating from college, I think the upper echelon always promise jobs once they leave college. Well, you've been so good, and we like you know what you've done, and so we're going to automatically offer you this job, generally at major corporations and those kinds of places. Well, guess what? That's been happening, that the job offers have come, but now they're rescinding them. Imagine if you're one of those people. Joy Speller was excited to start a new job as a project delivery specialist for a healthcare company on June 6th. As she wrapped up her old nonprofit job on a Friday, she emailed a new company to confirm her start time on Monday. Hours later, she got another email. The company had some logistics to work out on their end, said Speller. So she would actually start on Tuesday. That slid into Wednesday and then Thursday. On Friday, Speller got a phone call due to budget cuts. The job she hadn't even started yet was being eliminated. I was told they were trying to find me a position in a different department, but it's also the end of their fiscal year, so they're taking a long time to get back to me, Speller, 26 of Charlotte, North Carolina, tells CNBC's Make It. I left one job thinking I was going to another, so I wasn't financially prepared for what was coming. Going back to her old workplace, which she says was toxic and had high turnover, wasn't an option, but she needed to pay for a car repair and care for her four-year-old son. She's been doing DoorDash deliveries to make ends meet for the past 3 weeks. After taking a few day jobs to process a rescinded job offer, Speller fired up LinkedIn to apply for jobs and saw more news of major companies doing layoffs and taking back offers. I didn't realize it was so prevalent until it happened to me, she said. Well, I'll tell you what's happening. We're headed towards a recession. And nobody hires during recessions. That's not unusual. I guess what people are now starting to realize is that the recession is on its way. And so if you are not leery, before you quit any job today, you better be absolutely certain that the job that you are going to receive is kind of recession-free. And there aren't a whole lot of those. But that is just a horrific thing. And this is what's happening in the society right now. Weeks after announcing its own hiring freeze, crypto exchange Coinbase laid off 18% of its workforce and began pulling job offers. Other companies, including Twitter and Redfin, have rescinded offers in recent weeks. But over the past few weeks, many employers started scrambling to tighten their budgets due to rising inflation, rumblings of a looming recession, and swings in the market. Tech giants like Uber and Meta said they'd scale back hirings too. while others, including Robinhood, Pantheon, and Carvana, conducted layoffs. It's coming. So you really need to be careful before you even give it a thought. This is not the climate right now for changing jobs unless you have some really unique skills. You know, companies are looking to cut back. The recession is on its way. Inflation is fueling the recession. Inflation doesn't change overnight. Neither does the recession. And so we're getting ready for a long hiatus. So hang on to whatever it is you have. Because, again, it's not going to be easy. But can you imagine? Somebody promised you a job, corporation, not just some guy down the street. And they've been telling you, yes, you got the job, you got the job, you got the job, you got the job. And then misleading you each day till it finally gets to them being able to have the courage to tell you the truth. Man, the life that we lived, the stresses that we go that we have to deal with in this life, are never relieved until it's time for us to leave this earth. I don't know. But you just have to take it one day at a time and know that the roadblocks in life are going to keep coming. Anyway, thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you, Sam, as always. You know, hopefully we'll have everything up and running so you can hear the January 6th committee. It's supposed to start at what time?
Noon our time.
So, all right, I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.